Capital Insider sponsored by the Oklahoma State Medical Association, cornerstone of Oklahoma medicine, with physician members who are committed to better health for all Oklahomans. Learn more at okmed.org.
This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. And our guest is State Election Board Secretary Paul Zirix. As always, Paul, it's good to have you with us.
It's a privilege. I always enjoy being on and love listening to you guys every week. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Well, Paul, the 3-day filing period for this year's election cycle ended April 3rd. A total of 611 candidates filed for federal, state, legislative, and judicial offices. How does that compare to previous years?
Well, we only look back 25 years. We were a little bit busy last week, but if you go back 25 years, it's the second largest number of filers at a single state and federal candidate filing period, except for the 2018 filing period, which was in the middle of the teacher walkout when there were tens of thousands of people on the Capitol campus here. And I think many of them were encouraging others to run. But 611 is higher than normal. And, you know, I'm very pleased at the number of candidates who have been willing to stand before the voters and let the voters make decisions. That's what democracy is all about.
It is encouraging. And this is a statewide election year. When is the primary election? And what do people need to know about being registered in time for it?
So the primary election is June 16th, and there are Republican and Democratic statewide primaries on that date. Those wishing to vote in one of those primaries who aren't registered have until May 22nd to do so. It's already too late to switch your party if you want to vote in that. But I would mention, even if you're not a registered Republican or Democrat, state question 832 is on the ballot. And every voter gets to vote on state questions. So whether you are Republican and Democrat and also have primaries, if you're a Libertarian or Independent, you need to show up on June 16th and make sure you vote on the state question. It's an important one.
How does party registration break down at this point?
So the trends over the years have shown that Independents have been the fastest growing segment. Republicans have generally been growing. I believe the Libertarians are nearly at 1%. But as of the end of March, we had more than 2.4 million registered voters in Oklahoma. About 1,287,000 of those were Republicans, 612,000 and change were Democrats, 495,000 were Independents. And the Libertarians are now over 23,000, so they're growing.
Democrats have allowed Independents to vote in their primary election. Will that happen this year?
Not this year. Political parties that are recognized may allow Independents to vote in their primaries, but there's a window in November of odd-numbered years where the parties are required to notify me as the State Election Board Secretary that they wish to have Independents vote in their partisan primaries and runoffs. None of the recognized political parties in Oklahoma took the steps required to make that happen. So Independents actually don't vote in the party primaries. But as I mentioned, we have a state question in June. And from what I hear at the legislature, we will probably have state questions in August. So there'll be plenty for Independents to vote on in those two upcoming elections.
Well, with that in mind, let's talk about that August election and the possibility of those state questions. You mentioned in June that Libertarians and Independents can vote on state question 832, which would raise the minimum wage. Will that be the case if there are state questions on the August ballot?
Yes. State questions are nonpartisan elections. And so any voter, regardless of your party affiliation or in the case of an independent, no affiliation, you're allowed to vote in those state question elections. And as I said, based on from what I'm hearing at the state legislature, Sean, I'm sure you're hearing the same thing. I anticipate that there will be several state questions that land on the August runoff ballot.
Are there any new election security and integrity measures in place this year that we did not see in 2024?
Well, in Oklahoma, we take election security very seriously. In my opinion, Oklahoma leads the nation in election integrity measures. And our legislature has done a lot of good things over the years. And at the election board, we don't make the laws, we follow the laws, but the legislature has given us some good tools. There's not a lot that's brand new this year for voters, You know, you still need to remember that if you're going to request an absentee ballot, there's a process for doing that, and you'll have to provide the identification number that you used when you signed up to vote, when you registered to vote. Also, if you vote in person, you'll need to show a photo ID, generally speaking, although if you don't have one of those, you can show your voter ID card issued to you by your county election board, or cast a provisional ballot if you don't have either of those.
Under pressure from the U.S. Department of Justice, Attorney General Gettner Drummond reached an agreement to provide voter roll information to the federal government from Oklahoma. What information is being provided? Who's getting it, and how are they going to use that?
So I would refer questions about the settlement itself to the Attorney General's office, but I'll tell you that the Attorney General did negotiate with the Department of Justice and I think found a workable solution that was kind of a middle ground. Really, all along, Oklahoma was willing to cooperate with the federal government's request for this. It was just a question of whether our state law that requires last four digits of Social Security numbers and driver's license numbers associated with voter registration records were required to be kept confidential even when the federal government requested those. So, my counsel all along is the Office of the Attorney General, and I've followed their advice every step of the way. They negotiated a settlement that they said was consistent with both state and federal law. And so that's why we initiated that settlement.
How do people find election information and when, where, and how to vote?
I tell you what, the best place is to go to the State Election Board website, oklahoma.gov/elections, oklahoma.gov/elections. You can find out everything you'd want to know about registering to vote, where to vote, and anything else you want to know about Oklahoma elections, it's there. I highly recommend it.
It is a very good site. Thank you, Paul, and good luck this year.
Thank you, Dick. Thank you, Sean. I appreciate the opportunity to be on.
You bet. That's State Election Board Secretary Paul Zirix. For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find video of Capital Insider segments on the KGOU YouTube channel. Audio and transcripts are at kgou.org, and look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
You know, every day on Up First, NPR's Golden Globe-nominated morning news podcast, we bring you three essential stories. At the heart of each story, our questions. What really happened? What really mattered? What happens next? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious and to follow the facts. Follow Up First wherever you get your podcasts and start your day knowing what matters and why.